One Smithsonian Museum celebrating a big milestone this year, the National Museum of American History, my personal favorite Smithsonian Museum, turns 50 years old in 2014. FederalNewsRadio.com has a special look back at the museum's creation with a web feature that debuts tomorrow morning. Web editor Michael O'Connell here with a preview, and you've done a terrific job at putting
this together.
I saw the sneak preview of it today, and I'm excited to see the whole thing online tomorrow morning. What will people find when they go and check this out in the morning?
Well, that museum in particular is a great centerpiece for a lot of interesting things to look at. We've got a lot of old photos of them, you know, the planning that went into putting the museum together, as well as some of early photos of crowds coming out to check it out and things like that. There's a great pic of Frank Taylor, the founding director of the museum. At that time, the museum was actually called the National Museum of History and Technology. And he's standing on what would become the fifth floor terrace of the museum. And it's kind of dramatic. You know, you can see the half-finished building and behind him the Washington Monument. And there's a crane, and it's kind of cool. And then we get a lot of other pics, like I said, of other historic moments in the 50-year history, and then I've got some more recent things of some of the exhibitions they've got going on now.
So 50 years ago would put it at 1964.
Yes.
And the story behind the museum's creation is what?
Well, the museum sort of came out of the sort of enthusiasm that was coming after the First World War involving technology, new technologies like radio and plastics and things like that, and the fact that America had sort of stepped out onto the world stage.
And I think it's fascinating that you mentioned, we're almost out of time, but you mentioned that this is, technology was kind of embedded into this from the very beginning.
Yeah, it was. And that was sort of a happenstance. The original collection of technology that they had was actually kind of married with some historical ephemera that they had, you know, generals' uniforms, presidents' things, and things like that, that they kind of combined together. And when they started this museum, they said, well, let's put them all in one museum. And so it became an American History and Technology Museum.
And so now it's also kind of the home of a lot of pop culture stuff. Fonzie's jacket.
Fonzie's, who?
Do they have the shark that he jumped there, too? I wish they did.
No, I know.
But
that's in the Natural History Museum, I think.
Childs' kitchen.
Yes.
Is that? I mean, that blows my mind.
Yeah, and actually, I thought it was kind of a goofy thing, but it's pretty cool, actually.
I'm very excited to see these pictures, and it's going to make me want to go over to the museum again, much to the dismay of my family, who just can't get me out of there fast enough when I go there. It's terrific to have you on. Thanks for coming.
No problem. Enjoy being here.
Federal News Radio's Michael O'Connell, and you can find his terrific look at the Smithsonian Museum tomorrow morning on federalnewsradio.com.